Control language and you control thought. Control thought and you control action. Control action and you control the world. Peter Kreeft, Boston College professor of philosophy. Welcome to Snell Nation. In our focus for today will be centered around the spectrum of approved opinions, or just language in general, and just how powerful that is, or controlling it, just how big of a deal that is. I'm sure over the past 2 years, many of you have noticed how that spectrum of approved opinions has narrowed. And how the conversation, the approved conversation, the approved talking points on specific topics within that spectrum, just how narrow that conversation has become. And I mean, just some pretty basic examples. You know, we can talk about, you know, Republicans versus Democrats. We can talk about left versus right. And we can talk about those extremes. But if you push and you talk about just how dangerous and broken both sides of the two-sided paradigm is, you'll pretty much be, not always ostracized or ignored, but a lot of times that's been my experience. I can focus on just the dismal historical performance of Democrats and Democrat candidates. I can talk about that side of it, and then I'll get total support from those on the right, or from Republicans or conservatives. But when I shift, and then I talk about the other side and all their inadequacies and all their issues, then I tend to get a little bit of silence. I mean, it's not as wild as the left, but some of the reactions tend to be the same. So you can be on one side or the other, but you can't criticize both sides. You can't be indifferent either. And I've seen that when you have conversations about, you know, being pro-life or pro-choice. You can either be one or the other, but you can't be indifferent and solely focus on, say, your tax dollars or tax funding, because there's many of us that feel, hey, do what you want with your body, but don't force me to participate, you know, via my tax dollars. Don't force me to subsidize your choices. But that conversation, it can't go in that direction. It has to be them versus us. It has to be two-sided. You know, even with these vaccines, I mean, that's the hot topic, of course, right now. And you can be pro-vax. You can be anti-vax. But you can't be analytical about all the vaccines that are produced and find faults in some, you know, find where some of the risks outweigh the benefits on some, and then criticize those, or focus on the manufacturers, you know, the big pharma, those pharmaceutical companies that are pushing these, and all their fallacies and their historical issues. When you bring those things up, a lot of times you'll get poked, usually by those on the left, usually by liberals, but you'll have some on the right too, because it just seems like you have to be, you know, all or nothing, which is a bit crazy. And it amazes me when, you know, when I have these conversations and the conversation reaches that point where, you know, I see that, okay, this person is essentially avoiding reality. They're being incredibly irrational about something very basic, and they're being more subjective versus objective. That's when I raise the flag and I walk away. And that's something I always encourage others to do, to not necessarily walk away, but to at least analyze just where you are in the conversation and who you're dealing with. And if you see that they tick those boxes, you know, hey, they're avoiding reality. They don't like to talk about consequences. They're being very irrational. They're not really being analytical. They're being subjective versus objective, you know, about a topic where, you know, we have to be objective about it if we're trying to focus on finding core issues or solutions or discovering trade-offs. Then you have to know when to, you know, just cut away, to disengage, because there's no longer any value in that conversation. And, you know, I'm 38 years old, but it didn't take me long to learn that it's incredibly hard to change the minds of grown men and women, people that have been set in their ways, in their mindset, in their beliefs, you know, for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. It's highly unlikely. So really, you shouldn't have gone into that debate or that conversation with that hope anyway. The hope of just completely blowing them away, or, you know, that moment of like, oh, wow, I never really looked at it that way. That tends to only happen in the movies, not in real life. In real life, you're shouting at a brick wall. You know, all you can do is put the information out there and hope that you spark their curiosity. Maybe later on down the line, they'll go back and they'll do their own research and bring themselves to that conclusion that, hey, that maybe their belief structure is incorrect, you know, but highly unlikely that you or I will be able to convince them otherwise. But it goes back to that controlling the language and controlling that spectrum, which I mentioned earlier. Where you're allowed to, you know, continue this ridiculous wrestling match where you have left versus right, but we just can't step back and look at, you know, critically look at both sides, look at both angles and see, okay, this isn't working. We have to do something different, you know. But no, we continue to do things the same way. We continue to just beat our heads against the wall, doing the just approaching. Approaching voting, for instance, it's just always just the saying, you know, oh, it'll be better if we just get a Republican in, then you get a Republican in, you know, oh, it'll just be better if we get someone else in, then you get someone else in, you know, oh, it'll just be better if we get a Democrat in, you know, the few people that say that, but those that do, hey, then they get it, then they're like, hey, we're not, you know, decades and decades and decades of having the same conversations. You know, the same talking points, the same issues. The only thing that seems to change is, you know, maybe the technology by which we use to communicate. But it's still the same game. So it was just a couple of thoughts, just a few thoughts that I had on just language itself and what you can achieve by, well, controlling that or controlling the conversation or controlling the spectrum of approved opinions and how you can use that. I mean, we've seen it, how it can be harnessed, you know, and in such a way that the narrative will stay the narrative. everyone will stay the course. There's no way around it. You know, if people can't openly discuss things, can't openly have debates without being ostracized or without it becoming incredibly personal, then you stand no chance. I mean, you just don't. It's an unfortunate and very sad truth. Of course, I like to inject a little bit of hope into conversations like this, because I truly believe that societies tend to operate in cycles. And there are a lot of people that view it that way. We like to think that we're special and unique, you know, because, well, we have iPhones this time around, you know. So, yeah, we're way more evolved than where we were, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And in some ways, yes. But in many ways, well, no. I mean, we're still people. We still have the same tendencies. We still have the same push points and can be manipulated in a lot of the same ways. The tactics might change, but the vulnerability is still there, is what I'm saying. So just take some time and think that through. And, you know, once again, you know, be safe when you're having these conversations with people about a lot of these inflammatory discussions. And, you know, you might be dealing with someone who has a short fuse, but get your points out there, but know when to walk away and to just sort of pack your bags and say, hey, you know, we agree to disagree. Take care of yourself. But really, take some time and step back and kind of evaluate your situation. Your evaluate yourself. Evaluate your environment. You know, the environment that we're all living in. And you'll find out some pretty interesting things, and you'll start to wonder, like, how did I miss this? I mean, it happened to me, and it's happened to plenty of others. So that's what I got. And please feel free to throw some ideas my way. If there's a particular thing you'd like for me to discuss in the next podcast or a particular person, or if you'd like to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be greatly appreciated. I like to read through the feedback I receive through different social media platforms. It kind of helps me as I continue to sort of mold and shape this podcast. And with that, enjoy your evening. Snell Nation out.